Cthulhu presents The Call of Cthulhu Campaign, Curse of Nineveh, by Mike Mason, Mark Laughlin, Scott Dorwood, Paul Fricker, Andrew Kenrick.
All right, so we began last week with Roger and Mr. Kelly escaping from Mr. Church's house and basement. They were accosted by a bunch of cats, some of which were very strange indeed, and one of which spoke. And faced with like being ripped apart by all of these cats, they decided to give over the eye of La Mantouche to the cats, and they fled. Yay! Not dead, despite being off with Roger. We reconvened at the club and decided that we should go over to the museum. So we went there, and lo and behold, the museum is recreating the Temple of Naboo with the very temple itself that they have transported stone by stone. It is terrifying. It is terrifying. Oswald and Maud may have discussed demolitions and how much floor reinforcement they must have done to make that happen. But on the way out, we recognized two swarthy men whom we've seen following us before, and Maud leading the charge was just like, "What are you doing? Why are you following us?" And it seems like they are the more militant branch of the Children of Tranquility, and they want their stuff. And they basically threaten that, you know, they're running out of patience with the Children of Tranquility and will resort to more violent means. And then we almost made a deal with them, but the keeper was kind, and we're in discussion. We will tell them today whether or not we will join forces with them to get the eye and then hand over our stuff.
Oh, so we have not handed over our stuff yet.
We did not hand over the stuff. We also went to the party at Delgado's. It was very posh to do, and he took us into his study and basically confessed that he wants the horn so that he and his followers can transcend. He will perform some ritual. We will all become immortal.
And then we can start the other scenario. Whoa!
I told him that we would meet him tomorrow to discuss our joining in this group, just because I wanted to get out. And as I say in the last of our notes, arson and demolition seems our best avenues of action.
And two times ago, it was specifically the horn, I believe, that the Children of Tranquility wanted. But of course, they also want that statue, but they mostly wanted the horn, it sounded like.
I did specify that we would only give this stuff over to the guy's name, who I could never remember. Amir?
Sure. No, but the Tranquility boss there?
Yeah, the Tranquility boss. Mm,
the one we spoke with before.
Udan?
That sounds
Amir
good.
Udan, yeah.
Okay. I probably falsely believe that he's slightly less likely to kill us immediately.
That's reasonable.
Feeling pretty damned if we do and damned if we do.
And and he, I know that when I had left, Agatha had been just asking for information about the horn and the whole shebang. And then was happy to hand it over. And now we are going to first team with them to get the Eye of Lamashtu back. And then...
Yeah, it's pretty apparent that that lady,
Mrs. Lewis, that
Lewis,
the cats were working for her, and that they took it from us back to her.
Yeah, well, she was one of the cats. She was one of the cats. She was the talking cat.
Okay, I didn't know if the cat was speaking in her voice or if it was actually her in cat form.
I think it's her in cat form. Cool. And I think she's been visiting Roger with dreams that he may or may not have shared. But basically, she's trying to bring Bast
back.
Right, and is working towards us actively now. So my thought was, being us versus all these cats all by ourselves seems foolish.
Perhaps we can buy enough mice to distract them.
Ooh, catnip too.
And catnip. I think catnip covered mice.
Yes.
We could probably take care of that problem.
And but if we join forces with these guys, maybe some of them can be.
Really great.
Yeah.
I just want to remind Rachel about some characteristics of the cats that were described. Like, the cats were not only normal cats. They were also like huge cats, like lion-sized cats and glowing cats, stuff like that.
So maybe bunnies? Gazelle?
And I feel like we're also, in some ways, at least in our own minds, almost rid of the whole issue, right? Once we give the horn and possibly the statue to the Tranquility people, effectively and satisfied our curiosity, we will have washed our hands of everything.
Mm.
Is that not true?
In which case, we could just hand them over right now and be done.
Well, that was sort of what I was thinking. Like, I don't understand. I mean, short of like wanting to understand what's going on, I don't know that Agatha, at least, has any particular vested interest in any of this stuff, which has been very unpleasant. She does have a guilty attraction to the statue that she would not mind being saved from. She's aware that it's unhealthy.
Well, and the one qualm that Maud has is, all right, I think that Delgado really thinks he's going to do this, which I think will fail spectacularly.
I assume it will fail. He seems like a bad cat, so to speak.
Yeah, but if he thinks that he can do this terrible ritual, surely the Children of Tranquility also think they can do this terrible ritual. And
they could have done it 100 years ago or more. Like, I don't know what.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. You're absolutely right. They had, and that was my original thought, that, you know, they have had access to this stuff for centuries. They could have ended the world over.
Whenever, yeah.
Right. But what if Thompson and those guys broke something that they broke the seal, that they hadn't been able to, or for whatever reason, or brought it to light? And so now they finally have their chance, which is why I feel damned if we do and damned if we do.
And I feel like, on the other hand, if we just hold on to these things or drop them to the bottom of the ocean or some other sort of, if we hold on to them, we're just going to be pursued until we're dead.
And yes.
That doesn't seem like it will take very long.
Nope.
And if we hide them, we may manage to, you know, if we somehow manage to have them disappear, we may survive, and then eventually something bad will happen, perhaps in the distant future. We've already been told we're not allowed to leave London. Otherwise, we can leave London and drop them over the QE into the ocean or something. But
do you think they're destroyable?
Well, that's what I was sort of wondering, is if there's some way to destroy them, and what happens if we do that? I don't think I could participate in destroying the idol. I think that would, but the horn presumably could be smashed.
It's gold, isn't it? Could we just melt soft? It down? Yeah, it's soft. Gold is really soft.
So we could certainly attempt that. And even just perhaps removing the writing from it would be adequate. But the horn is the thing that is, so the horn is what the Delgado wants to become immortal. And right. It's also what the Tranquility people claim is the thing used to protect the temple, although ineffectually.
Yeah, and there was some writing in the temple itself that caught our eye. I don't think
I don't think I wrote it down. I think I was naughty.
That's fun.
If only there
That's
was
amazing that they brought the whole temple here. Did it come like 10 years ago with that when everything else came, or and it's just been hidden away, or did they just go get it recently?
It's yeah, I don't know.
That's bizarre. I mean, that's not a small shipment.
No, they must have been doing it for years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that must have been what the mission was really doing, was getting the whole temple. The second mission.
Could be.
Now, so who do we think is behind this transfer of
the temple?
Temple? Yeah.
I feel like it's got to be the dead guy and his buddy, the English folks. I mean, I feel like it's got to be...
Well, Thompson is still alive,
Thompson,
right?
Thompson, yeah. Thompson and his crew.
And he seems to have been touched not at all by any of this, which...
Right.
And every time we've met him, he's come off as kind of blasé.
I wonder if he has some amulet or something that is keeping him invisible or protected.
Huh.
Or maybe he's really working with the Tranquility people, but that seems unlikely.
If he was, he wouldn't have brought this stuff here.
Right, they'd have to all be lying. Oh dear. We are in a muddle. So and arson and demolition, what were you thinking of burning and destroying? The museum, the British Museum, and
Delgado's house? Yeah, he's got some other items that he says he's been neutralizing, which I mean, I think it's just like sucking the power out, like he's sticking a psychic straw in them.
And do we think that presumably the Children of Tranquility know that Delgado has a bunch of these things, and maybe they don't care because they're not actually Naboo things, they're just other things with power?
I think he does have some Naboo things. He showed us a little statuette of a dog that moved, like it could come to life, but he said he'd neutralized it before it could like completely animate. And maybe they're just more trinkets, or they take him as a charlatan. I don't know. But he's got a lot of followers.
Do they know about the temple, or they don't yet?
They who?
The Children of Tranquility.
How could they not? They know everything. Maybe they don't.
That's what I think, and it's very suspicious, to be honest. Probably, maybe they are even the ones behind it, and all they want is restore all the missing items and put them on the temple, and they will have the temple restored in the middle of London.
That's what I was wondering, and then they are going to do some crazy ritual.
That's actually a good point, because either that, they could do the ritual, or they're waiting to reclaim any other items that get put in there that the museum has, so that they're all in place and easy to steal.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if steal is the right word.
Reappropriate?
Yeah. Reassemble. Reclaim?
Maybe you're smack on, Dame Agatha, that Thompson has now aligned with the Children of Tranquility and has recreated this so that they can blow this horn.
Well, that would be exciting. And we don't know what the horn does, except it somehow protects the temple.
So, well, there, once again, there was some writing over the niche where the horn supposedly was, but I didn't write it down. If only there was a way to peer into the past and have a voice from nowhere recite
what it said. Know what that was. That would be wonderful. Perhaps if we had a certain necklace or a brooch, we could look into the past and reread those. Oh, wait, I'm getting confused again. Sean, do you have any thoughts for us on what this thing said over the temple?
Oh, I do, but I've been on mute for a while, just letting you guys sort of, you know, talk
things. Hit our wheels.
No, not at all.
That was excellent.
I mean, there's some stuff in there that I was like, oh, yeah, why does that happen? Doing a little research on the side here.
Excellent.
Yeah. I am looking up, though, what the horn temple said.
The horny flavor, next.
Are you interested in the horn? Sorry, maybe I missed.
No, I think apparently it's in the temple over the niche where the horn would go.
Yes. What it said was, here is the house of he who is called wisest of the gods, where he slumbers. His heavenly servants watch over his rest, so that the destiny of men can be assured.
I can see why you didn't write that down.
It's a lot. So, by the way, let me sort of get time-wise here. You were all at Delgado's house last night. He said he would meet you at the club today. I don't think there was a specific time set, unlike when you met with the Children of Tranquility, where you said, we'll meet you here tomorrow at 9.
9? I thought it was noon.
I think that's what you said. I'm happy to, but though, we also retconned some things around there, so if you want to change your time of meeting, that's fine.
Well, I figure this is after Delgado's party that we are discussing all of our options, because... Unfortunately,
okay.
Maud
decided
to force everyone's hand. All good. Or we make tomorrow a run morning, for it. Right. Or we blow up the British Museum tonight.
Well, we could certainly squash the horn tonight if we felt... Oh, no, we can't get into the museum, into the bank easily.
To the bank.
Yeah, I think that plan with the museum was that they had said they needed to like reinforce the floor because of the weight of the temple, so it's like basement bombs doesn't sound like it wouldn't be too terrible if it needs to go that far.
My museum little heart, loving little heart, just quails at this thought.
Well, and I feel like I do in some strange way trust Mr. Hardin of the Children of Tranquility, but based on your description, I'm not convinced I have a lot of trust for the more violent branch of their group that was talking with you. So tomorrow morning, is it Hardin who is coming to see us, or this other...
I think Hardin. I said that. we would deal with him.
Okay. Because I would be willing to accompany him to the bank, I guess. But I agree that it is a stepping off a cliff that we don't know what we will find at the bottom.
Well, I said we would give them the stuff after the eye had been retrieved.
Right. But the eye is to be retrieved for them, right? We won't have the eye.
Yeah.
I don't know that we want the eye, and I don't know that going and getting scratched up by a bunch of cats to help them is... I mean, they need us, I guess, perhaps. They can't recover the eye without us.
Yeah, I don't. They know where it is.
They know where it is. We know where it is.
I think Roger desperately wants the eye. That's what I was trying to say before my internet dropped out. I think Roger wants the eye.
Wonderful.
Well, Roger wants just to be clear, if Roger was here, what Roger would say was, because he didn't go with you to the, so the next morning, if Roger was here, he would say that he had another dream that he met Mrs. Lewis. She thanked him for returning the eye. It's what she needed. And outside her window, he was back in the attic of her house. Outside her window, the world was transforming.
Right. That's why.
She said, essentially, this is the first step to bringing Bass back to this entire world.
Right. So right. That.
It's not that's... I'd like to have this necklace. It's a,
world over. Right.
Yeah. It's okay. More immediate.
So we can help. Right. So the question is whether the Children of Tranquility need us to help prevent the work of Mrs. Lewis, and I guess we can find that out at 9 tomorrow when he shows up.
Do they even realize how close she is to bringing that apart, right, or do they care? I think they will. I think that's the thing, is if they care, then maybe they can be our allies.
Because I think if they need us, I mean, I agree that it's based on Roger, should be stopped. And if they can't stop us without her for some reason, then I guess we should help them.
Now, what about this crazy idea? What if we stole the stone for ourselves?
The eye? And the stone, that eye?
The eye, yeah.
Yeah.
And we actually talk to Bast and see what she has to say about this whole deal. And crazy. Request help. Agreed. For the Children of Tranquility.
Yeah, that's all a crazy, right, idea. I
like cats.
I agree.
I take back.
I have cats.
For putting the grass in charge.
Oh, this is Bertie Weiss. Is Bertie Weiss the graduate student?
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty wise. So actually, I wanted to ask Sean. So I am working at the museum, I believe. That's where I was originally contacted. Maybe I have some extra information that I can share with the group. And I get all freaked out by this. And that's how I jump on this adventure. I don't know. Just a suggestion.
It's a great suggestion. It's one I'm trying to have happen here. It's just a big book, and I'm trying to find a thing. So,
right, cool.
Carry on with your conversation. Although you're not there yet, you're gonna have to show up tomorrow. They're not. We have to have you meet them at the club or something tomorrow.
That's fine. No, I was actually speaking as a player.
It is a crazy idea as a player, and it might be super fun, but.
Well, we can always, you know, once we have the eye, try to take off with it. I don't know, but I think
that's just one more reason that Tranquility will try to hunt us down and kill us.
Should we talk to them, get it, and then assess what we see happen with them?
We can. I feel like first we should find out if they need us or if we were just sort of sticking our noses in.
I don't know that they know how immediate the threat is.
Right. So we can talk with them about that, definitely.
All right.
That seems like a plan.
Seems like a plan.
And if they want us to accompany them, they can. And if they don't, then that seems even better.
Sean, quick question.
Yes.
So is there three groups? Because you've got the Brothers of Tranquility, you got this little old lady, and you got the person who I came in and saved Roger from.
That's the little old lady.
That's right. No, I came in and there was a guy down the bottom. Was he working for the little old lady?
You know the guy.
No, he was the one who stole the.
Oh no, no, no.
Quote unquote, stole the eye from Mrs. Wilson. Mrs. Wilson.
Mr. Church.
Church.
So.
And what happened to him? Is he's dead? Is that?
Yeah, I shot him. He was quite significantly dead.
Okay.
So I have another question. Like, the children of Tranquility are very keen to come to us and just try to intimidate us with, oh, you need to give us this and provide this to us, and otherwise it's going to be trouble and blah, blah, blah. But they seem to have like a good amount of people that can actually deal with these issues, and they don't. So why is it that they come to us?
Well, so what Mr. Harden says, and I believe him, whether I should or not, I don't know, is that he is trying to avoid having his brethren simply murder us and, I assume, break into the bank somehow, in the hopes that we can, you know, get him these things peacefully. Obviously, we have foiled them, perhaps unknowingly once or twice, and fine. And so the rest of his group perhaps are losing some patience. That's my understanding.
That's kind of my read. Although, if both groups are working, is there somebody above leading them all?
Right.
And who is that, and what is their ultimate design, which is probably to make himself immortal and, you know, just what Delgado wants.
Right.
Just hearing the birds in the background and wondering if Jim couldn't make it, but his birds could.
Oh, I think that's, I'm sorry, I have my window open.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's just,
we like birds.
We're pro bird here.
It's a beautiful Wisconsin.
So what I'd like to do is sort of move everybody to the club at 8 in the morning so that perhaps you can meet a new person.
Ooh,
okay. Yay! Bernie, did you happen to check your emails?
I remember his name.
You mean...
So many questions.
You mean... today? No, I haven't. Let me check. Got it.
Yeah.
All right.
You're all in the club when there's an excited person at the front door, pushes his way essentially by the butler and says,
"Wow,
I made a mistranslation. I have some new information for you."
Oh, look, it's our grad student.
Indeed. Our previously unnamed grad student. Look at all that sand he has and hit points and luck.
Ooh, yeah. Luck. Drooling.
Exciting. Here's a piece of translation. Let me see if I can just paste this somewhere. I can read it as well. Oh yeah, thank you. So
just for writing, context, you got a copy of what was on the skin.
Mm-hmm. So interesting enough, he says that the skin tells about the return of Nabu in human form. It says something like this. It is said that one verse in arcane knowledge will open the way for Nabu to return. The sacred seal of Nabu will be opened and Nabu will walk once more in a coat of human flesh. Ever, he will seek a greater host. Then shall he feast upon 1,000 souls in preparation for the ritual of ascension. At the temple will they gather, and the Father shall bless the union with new flesh. Then shall come the new age of Nabu, and he will walk among the people, and they will bow down before him and call him Lord. Praise be Juxtaph, O Father and Opener of the Way. I hope it is helpful, but it's kind of scared me a lot, because I know the people at the museum are doing something about the temple. I have seen people moving pieces around.
Does not sound good.
How did you mistranslate that to what you... Oh! What?
I'm sorry. I wasn't getting paid enough. And
Yeah, blame it on Roger.
All right, I vote back for demolitions.
Oh. So, yeah. Yeah, that doesn't seem good. Sacrifices and...
Well, I think it says exactly what we came up with, that Thompson broke the seal, opened the way for somebody to take on the flesh of Nabu, and now we just have fighting factions over who gets to be, you know, the new god.
New Nabu. Mm-hmm.
The new bearer of the god.
Right.
And this is bad.
So perhaps some of us should stay here and meet with the Children of Tranquility, who are due in an hour, and others should go and destroy the horn.
It's a plan.
I've also put in the notes a newspaper article, I think particularly that you didn't already know, but, you know, it's always fun to... Mm-hmm.
Let's see,
essentially, a story about the missing woman and ghosts in the museum.
Oh.
More weird goings on at British Museum. If new rumors and reports are to be believed, the fabled ghost that recently haunted the British Museum has still not been laid. Your correspondent has since learned that a young woman working alone at night at the museum has apparently gone missing. Staff and visitors have complained of hearing strange noises and of statues moving about of their own accord. Could it be that the ghost has now claimed its first human victim? No one at the British Museum was available to comment. It seems strange that, given the chance of a blood-curdling encounter, visitor numbers have increased threefold over the last week alone. That is exemplary writing.
The ghost needs to be laid?
Apparently.
Laid to rest, right?
I wonder if they were thinking of Ghostbuster. No, he's like, he's sailing down.
She's looking for the master. Oh, yeah. There's that, too.
Yeah. That is fun. Not good.
I think we know exactly what everyone's trying to do. We just need to figure out a way to stop it.
Okay. I agree. And that's the question of whether it involves somehow destroying this temple. Seems unpleasant, but doable, perhaps.
If there are lots of people there.
We'd have to do it at night.
Well, obviously.
I feel like Bass has a better ring.
Are you speaking as the graduate student now?
No. No.
Okay.
We have this thing for you to do, oh graduate student, Bertie.
So what are you planning to do with this information?
Oh, if only we'd had it a few days ago. Might have made all the difference.
I already apologized.
You missed the last session.
So what are the pieces? There's the statue, there's the horn, there's this eye, which seems sort of unrelated, but also bad.
Wasn't there the tablets, or those?
Well, the tablets, I feel like, have already been...
We've used that clue in this escape room.
Yeah.
That piece of the seven rod has been addressed.
Exactly. Well, the physical temple. I think those are the right. Those are the pieces. And presumably getting rid of.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, presumably getting rid of any of them is adequate.
Yeah, they weren't finished rebuilding it. If we could even just break in and take some of it, perhaps. I mean, if there was a key piece or a cornerstone, so to speak, that could be taken. Does Thompson have pictures or, I mean, sketches, a capstone on the top of this thing? That perhaps is the key, and if we just took it, perhaps one group, you're right, perhaps one group goes with the Children of Tranquility to get the eye, and the other group tries to destroy the horn and or
the temple.
The temple.
Three groups sounds ideal.
Yeah, three groups.
Definitely. I don't trust myself anywhere near the statue or maybe the horn, but they're together.
You can put me where there's expected to be the most level of violence.
That's a tough call, because certainly the cat will be violent. We need somebody who is
violent,
good with the gun with the at the bank.
What is going on?
I feel like we also need somebody who is good with a gun. I think if we're going to accompany the children to talk to Mrs. Lewis. Surely that will be, I mean, if they need us, it's going to be quite a fighting leopards and tigers. I mean, oh my.
Perhaps when I was living abroad, I may have picked up some hunting skills.
Oh. You think you might be able to help with the cats if necessary?
I'm thinking of going on the cat. Going with the cats. I'll cast my eye at Mr. Kelly, maybe. Or Birdie.
Well, I mean, I can do either the cats or the bank. I mean, which ones do you think you're going to need more gunfire at? Right?
I really have no idea whether they're aware of what we're up to or not.
Sykes appears.
Yes.
Mr. Schneidler, there's a phone call for you. Roger hefts himself up from his chair and goes out to take the call.
Oh, now we can talk about him. I've really been nervous about him.
Everyone that goes off with him dies. I look at the grad student. Don't go alone with him.
No.
You can probably stay here with him safely enough, but...
You're very rude.
Doesn't pay you well enough.
Roger returns. That was Mrs. Burbridge, Mrs. Lewis's maid. She reports that Miss Lewis appears to be in a somewhat maddened state, and she was worried for her, and then the line got cut off.
All right. Well, we must definitely make that a priority. What time is it? It's got to be about time for...
So you would agree. So I sort of assume this all started, or the second round anyway, with the graduate students started around 8. Mm-hmm. You had talked about meeting with Children of Tranquility at the museum at 9.
At the museum.
And that was deliberate because you agreed to meet with Delego at here at the club because he is a member of SAME.
I don't even care if we blow that guy off, quite honestly.
Agreed.
Is it Delgado?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it might be best for us to just not meet with him at all.
I mean, he's, I think, just a loose cannon.
So I can certainly go to the museum and meet with the Children of Tranquility. And then from there, perhaps help with the cat somehow. I don't know how, but certainly talk with them. And whoever wants to go to the bank, somebody needs to go to the bank. There's only two of us, and it's not me, who are on the bank signatory.
Oh, it's me and... Kitty. Is it you, Oswald?
Kitty?
I thought it was Kitty, but...
I thought it was Kitty. Yeah.
But we moved it. Remember, we moved
right,
it.
Right. When we moved it, we got two new people. We got new people, and that's what I was wondering.
I do remember going to the
okay,
bank.
Okay, here we go.
At least one.
Oswald and Throckmorton get a safe box.
All right.
Yeah.
So that answers that.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Oswald, Nichols. Okay. Oh, so those, the two of you, should that be perfect?
Okay.
Seems like.
All right.
I can go with Dame Agatha back to the museum.
Wonderful.
Maybe Mr. Kelly should go with them.
Yes. That seems wonderful too. Yes. It seems like you and and Mr. Nichols can probably handle the destroying the horn on your own. And then we'll go see what the Children of Tranquility have to say and what getting the eye back involves.
We could leave a note for Delgado. Tell him that there's something we have to take care of. We will contact him. And that way, if we don't tick him off, but leave that door slightly ajar.
Perhaps Roger can meet with Mr. Delgado.
Yes, perfect.
He likes to sit here. Nothing can go wrong with that pairing.
Excellent. Sorry, you're starting to ask me something, Randall?
Do we have access to the museum? Like employee back doors or something like that?
No, because you aren't actually working at the museum. Your name was they went to the museum to ask, could somebody do this translating? And the museum staff said, we're too busy, but we sometimes farm this work out to a graduate student. And that's how you became in their circle.
Okay.
So you're not an employee. You're at this museum. At your university, you could get into that museum, but I don't know if that's particularly helpful. So let's do bank first, because I wasn't expecting that. So that's fun. not that the other stuff isn't fun, too. But Oswald and Maud, you go to the bank.
Yep. I'm armed to the teeth. No, just joking.
But your teeth are armed.
I've got my pistols under my coat, you know.
Just yeah, I've got a pistol
ready.
As well.
Ready in case things pop off.
All right. You arrive at the bank. Why don't you each give me a spot hidden?
That's not going to do it.
77. It's not going to do it as well.
Perfect. Yeah, so it's not a problem. You get inside the bank. Oh, how can we help you?
Oh, we'd just like to visit our safety deposit box, please.
Not a problem. Just need your signatures.
Signatures given.
Or just signatures given. They do comparisons. Yes, come back. And you are... They lead you to it, and they can give you a private room in which to open your box.
Indeed.
And inside there is the horn and the statue.
It comes with a hammer.
Yeah.
Just blast it with the revolver right here.
Hmm.
No.
Actually, it's
so awesome.
Actually, that's kind of a smart idea. Just use the butt end of the hammer, the butt end as a hammer right here.
Just smash the statue?
I was thinking the horn.
The horn? Yeah.
I mean, if it's going to work at all, it won't matter where we do it.
What if it explodes or something like that?
It's going to explode wherever we are, so we're...
Yeah, but do we want to do it in an enclosed space in a bank where there's probably other innocent people around?
Yes.
Yes.
Whoa. Come on, devil on my left shoulder. Quiet down.
I don't think it's going to work.
You don't think it's going to work when I try and smash it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then why are we going to try? Let's just get it out of here.
No, let's do it. Let's try.
I empty the bullets out of my gun, and then I keep them in my hand, and I'll hand the gun over to Maud. Go ahead, smash away, girl.
All right, I will try to smash the horn. Dang it, I just dropped all my dice.
Well, it sounded like you were trying to smash something.
Yeah,
it sounded very smashy.
I got an 11 for my strength roll. That is one off from an extreme. I will spend the point of luck to make it an extreme.
All right. You bring the butt down hard onto it, and it definitely bends with that kind of roll there. It definitely sort of loses, you know, picture a horn that you've just, you know, dented in the side of. Yeah.
I smash it all up.
At some point, there's a knock on the door, because it is not quiet to smash an object in a table. These rooms are built to sort of prevent people from looking in, but not necessarily hearing you. Picture sort of a conference room with tinted glass. And is everything all right?
Oh, yes.
Just fine.
And at some point, you bend this thing out, and it looks all flattened out. Yeah.
All right.
You feel better, Maud?
I do. Okay, I do.
Gun, please.
Here you go.
Okay, thank you. I'll reload it and then reholster it. And then,
all right. The statue is stone, though, right?
Yeah. I think one's good enough for now. Let's maybe get back to the others and try not to get killed in the process.
Should we just leave these back in the box? That way they don't know what we've done.
You don't think we should take
one or both with us?
We could take this. Whatever you think, best off.
She's all. Leaking.
I'm leaking. I'm leaking. Rod is in shock that that seemed to have worked.
I'm all about player agency.
What do you think? Maybe maybe leave the flattened horn, but keep the statue?
Sure. I mean, we could also just leave them both here. We didn't say we would bring them today.
I mean, if you're going to bring anything, I would say bring the statue, because I don't think we want to bring the smashed horn.
True. We said we'd give this to you, and we are. It's just not in the same shape that it's been. So, neener, neener.
Somewhere out there, Audrey Leicester is saying, maybe I'm not going to get that promotion I hoped for.
Oh, yeah. Audrey. Better that than be a slave to Naboo.
Those are my life savings.
Most of that.
She didn't end up actually put much money in. She sort of cheaped out.
Yeah.
I thought she put in like 400.
No, because I failed some role miserably.
Oh.
All right, we leave with the statue to head towards the museum, see if we can catch them. But if not, we can scope out the museum to see if we can find a thing to steal to deactivate it.
All right. Cool. Everybody else is, or the others are headed to the museum. Yes. Standing outside are the three gentlemen you saw yesterday. They are also accompanied by a tall man. He's got a dirt-covered red turban. He has a certain bearing of leadership about him.
Mm-hmm. Is Mr. Harden here as well?
Mr. Harden is not here.
Oh. Okay. It's going to make negotiations harder. Good morning. I'm Dame Agatha. I don't believe we've met.
I'm Arzar. Sorry. I am Ashar Ruman.
Ashar Ruman, yes. So it is our understanding that you would like to reclaim the Eye of Lamotash, I'm close, from a Mrs. Williams.
No. I do need to sort of remind people of this, I guess. No. We had discussed that we would help you with this situation, and you would give us the horn.
Ah, so you were going to help us get the eye back.
What? We were told there was, you expressed that there was some situation in which you thought you could use our help, and in exchange you would give us the horn, and he pauses wonderful. And says, any other artifact that you
of course,
had yes. in your possession. That was
the... So, what happened to Mr. Harden? We had also said that we would work with him. I've spoken with him, and I trust him, and I never met
him. He is no longer... I swear to you, I wrote this before this. I wrote this yesterday afternoon. Arzurin is no longer part of our organization. He proved to be a poor representative of our ancient and venerable traditions.
Yes, he was concerned about that. I assume he is has no more mortal concerns at all.
No, he's been sent back.
No.
We're not monsters.
Well, You may be. Yeah, so there's this woman who has this eye of Bast, and with it she is bringing Bast back to, bringing Bast to this planet, planning to take control, perhaps to fight it out with your Mr. Naboo. I'm not sure. And apparently she has turned herself into a cat and turned herself back and started some rituals, and there's lights in the attic. And anyway, it seems like she needs to be stopped if we are all to continue existing, perhaps, which I think is similar to, well, anyway. And yes, and I had originally said that I would be happy to give the horn to Mr. Harden in exchange for a good understanding of what this is about, which, despite your concerns, he was quite unwilling to provide. He seemed to think that you all need to keep your secrets. But now that offer had ended, and so yes, I think that we are requesting help with preventing this destruction of the world, more or less.
No, very well. So again, the arrangement here is that we will help you, and then you will give us what we want?
Absolutely, yes, quite.
This, by the way, is the part where the characters became very uncomfortable last week. The day Maggot that was not part of the negotiations.
Yes. Very uncomfortable.
Very, very well. Where is it you wish to go?
I will give the address of Mrs. Williams.
Will you be coming with us, or are we handling this ourselves?
We should go. Curiosity, just him. Like that of the cat, is going to be the death of me. But yes, we should definitely go with you. So we should go with you. Roger has made these descriptions so very tantalizing.
Very well. Are you ready to go now? We can bring around cars, yes, and head out.
Quite. Wonderful. Let's go. Yes.
Let me just ask Maud and Oswald. Are you planning on trying to arrive there at the time to get with them, or
to go fight some crazy cat lady? Of course.
Call in.
Excellent.
How could you miss that?
he speaks to the other three. They scurry off. At some point, there are cars brought around. At this point, let's just say that Maud and Oswald join in.
Excellent.
And the cars are of sort that you could all get into one car with Usher, and you can see the other cars are similarly filled with earnest-looking men and women, and they start to drive off.
Wonderful.
Are we in our own car?
You are with in a car Mr. with him.
Mr. Rahman.
We have been aware of Mrs. Lewis's potential for some time. We actually have two agents who've been watching her.
Well, seems like they've done a lot of good.
Well, yes. Well, we can't all be as efficient as apparently you are.
Apparently, yes.
Her maid called this morning, said that she was in quite a state. The phone call was cut short.
Yes, we have no idea what we mean.
We'll go to the house of Ghazan and Nizrin, see what they have to say.
Sorry, the house of who and what?
Oh, my agents, Ghazan and Nizrin.
Okay, so we're not going directly to...
They're right nearby.
Okay, wonderful. That makes sense that they would be. Yes, we're better to keep an eye.
Tell us what your ultimate goal is.
Our goal has been what it has always been, to keep the objects from entering the world of the man and stopping Naboo from returning.
Yeah. What's going on at the museum? It seems like there's about to be, some rituals bringing Naboo back.
Yeah.
Seem likely.
Well, we're aware that they are recreating the temple.
Mm-hmm.
We at first thought it was a punitive measure, backlash for Mr. Thompson over the way in which his group left. But we have a sense that perhaps someone has been moving, speaking to the museum, working with them to sort of recreate it.
Yeah.
I think that's worrisome.
No, it's very worrisome. Of course it is. But we as long as they don't have the ritual, it should be fine.
And they can't have the ritual without the horn and so forth.
No, the horn is a protective measure. They want to remove the horn.
What do they need to have the ritual? The statue?
No. They need the spell.
Oh. On
Mr. Punchin's flesh.
Ah, right. And that's it. That's all they need.
Well, it says that they need to be in the temple. Clear if it's the temple is it's not clear if the temple means the actual physical building or some symbology thereof. They need to do other rituals apparently associated with it. So we
should probably kill Mr. Weiss here immediately then. I don't say that.
Mr. Well, just to be clear, Mr. Weiss wasn't the one who let the guy leave with Poochin.
He's the one who really knows the spell best of us. Yeah.
John, yes. Let's leave the memory of what happened and what didn't happen a little fuzzy.
Yeah, no,
let's not get into who let the spell leave with the bad guys and who didn't.
Because we don't know that.
Right. Let's not talk about who removed the item that's useful for stopping the bad guys.
Well,
about who just smashed the thing that could save us all.
Who wants to mention that Mr. Nichols was there at both times?
Coincidence? I think not.
He's obviously the real.
This is probably a good cultist. Time to reveal you're an inside agent, Max. Nicely done. Nicely done.
As always, we're the biggest criminals in any scenario.
Yep. okay.
I can't believe you let me do this. I'm like, of course I did.
That's right. This is going to destroy you.
Yeah. And eventually you arrive at a small apartment building.
Yeah.
Jumps out, starts to head up the stairs that way that he sort of assumes you all follow.
We all follow.
Inside. There is, he knocks on a door, opens it up, and inside there's a small Arab woman. She's wearing a stylish dress. Sort of definitely looks like she's trying to fit into, this part of London. But her dress is badly stained with blood.
Oh, dear. Does she also appear wounded, or?
She does not, but she is just rocking back and forth, back and forth.
Perhaps the cats.
Oh, I'll get closer to her, and I'll say, "Are you okay, ma'am? Are you? You're bleeding."
No, I'm not. It's not my blood. Not my blood. And she's speaking in a mixture, like I'm giving you full sentences. She's definitely mixing in Arabic and English.
Sure.
Sort of getting it. Asha says, "What? Where's Gazan? Where's Gazan?" He's dead. He was killed by cats.
Yes. I guess Roger was speaking correctly then. And the rest of you as well.
If Roger was here, he'd do an idea roll. So some of you want to roll me an idea roll?
Sure. We like rolling dice.
I'd like to do it every day. Keep in the habit.
Success.
You know, he did see a strange bump in the back of Mrs. Lewis's house. As if, you know, perhaps, and it was about 6 feet long.
Oh, the place where someone was buried or not.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Which means she's been here for days.
Okay. Oh, so our dude didn't know that the other person had been dead several days ago.
Right.
So we can ask, yes. Okay, yeah.
Yep.
So eventually, I guess we put all that together.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, Roger mentioned that. He failed his psychology role, though, so.
Ask her who was buried in the backyard, I thought.
he did ask her, yeah. She denied.
We must strike at her. We must strike at her. We must get revenge. Oh, my dear husband. My dear husband. Oh.
Oh, look at that. So as we said, it's not simply our issue. This cat woman.
Yeah, Ashir nods his head and begins speaking rapidly in Arabic. Do any of you speak Arabic?
No. You do?
I do.
Yes. Awesome.
I put myself at fluency.
Nicely done. He is snapping to the guards, the sort of the guys who came in with you, and telling them to get ready. We're going to her house. We are not worried about survivors.
On the other side,
sure.
Okay. I mean business. Let's go. That's my translation.
Okay. Yep. Do you have a knife or something extra? I feel like I should have something with me.
He nods, and one of the guards hands you a gun if you want.
Whoa, oh, perfect. Sure. Thank you. Descend. Yes, no, this is good. This is part of my continued research.
All right. And things are definitely sort of moving along now. They're gathering up, and you know, it's a short walk from here. We will walk.
Okay.
And, sorry, I lost the page that had notes on it. Yeah.
One that says TPK.
No.
You lost that page?
That page is front and center. as you make your way towards the house, walking through the neighborhood, you begin to... I've put a little picture in the notes. There's a
nice. Ooh.
Weird energy floating around. The buildings seem to sort of bend and move. And as you get closer, some of the buildings change into small little houses or hovels looking like, you know, huts from days of yore. Sometimes you'll look down a side street and it doesn't end in another street beyond it. It ends in a, you know, a forested area.
Hey, my dice are ready.
Oh, for your sanity roll? Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
34, but that is a success.
Oh, I fail.
Yay.
That's a 1 for a success and a d4 for a failure.
Okay, just 1. I have a lot of sanity anyway.
3.
Yeah, awesome. Rub it in.
What's that?
I succeeded, so just 1.
Okay, just 1. Yep.
And you did you say D3? Sorry.
Yeah, D4.
D4, okay. 2.
Yeah. And you make your way and you eventually get to Mrs. Lewis's house. What's the plan from here? Her house is, so around her house, there are just these shacks, but her house looks exactly the same as how Roger described it to you. Not that any of you have been here yet. But she lives in a, you know, 3-story detached, you know, Victorian type villa. It's, you know, it's not palatial, but it's, you know, well kept and has a certain gaudy elegance to it.
Perfect for a cat woman.
So that building is the same. That's not changed, but the buildings around it have changed. And now you sort of, you look behind and you know, Roger described her having a garden with a little forested area. It's not just a little forested area. It looks like a large deep woods behind it now.
And what is the cat situation like?
There are cats milling around everywhere. They don't seem to be particularly interested in you, but there are cats sort of frolicking and playing and such all nearby.
Since she doesn't know us, one of us could just knock on the door.
Oh. And then...
and engage her in conversation, maybe be distracting so others could sneak in.
Ah, from the back, perhaps.
Yes.
I can knock on the door and try to establish a conversation. Maybe we can resolve this peacefully. No one getting hurt.
I blink at him. Times.
I look around at the 6 or 8 soldiers that are with us. Yeah, perhaps that's possible.
Yeah. Let me give it a try. We should explore all the options before this gets violent.
Agreed. And I look at Rahman and his people and presume that they will agree to this idea of knocking on a door.
he is sort of looking to you for guidance.
Yeah.
So he will, you know, you get the sense that he is like, okay, our end of the bargain is to support you in the way that you tell us to be supported. Supported.
But they also want revenge now. Like they've actually, I feel
she
like
wants revenge. You know, it's not clear that he cares about revenge. It's more he's sort of now this is like a real thing. Before it was like, okay, well, these people feel like cats are a problem.
Okay. So
like
now he's
crazy Westerners.
Right.
But hearing about one of
cats
his agents
in fact a problem.
Dying. Right. Now he knows a trained agent has died. And as far as he can tell, his other agent is off her rocker.
Right.
Now it's a real thing.
Okay, but it's not personal yet for him.
No, it's personal for her, but not right. for him.
Okay. Well, that's upsetting. All right. I mean, What do you, I want to ask him though, what do you think, or let's ask, oh, the agent's off her rocker, that's too bad. What do you think she might be capable of and with her cats? And what did you, somebody, the guy, you who saw the cats, that was, who saw the cats over at, Mr. Jason's? Kelly. Kelly and
Roger.
And Roger, right. So yeah, so Mr. Kelly can tell us perhaps a little bit of what she and the cats might be capable of.
Well, they just sort of stared at us, talked to us and said they wanted the eye, so we gave them the eye and left.
There was no violence.
No. I think there would have been violence if we didn't give them the eye.
Sure.
And I think we would have been dead. I mean, I would have been dead. Roger wasn't very far from it. He wasn't very far off already being dead by the time I got there. And your other friend, who was definitely dead already.
Yeah. Much death. So we have no idea, and Mr. Raman, you have no idea either you're certainly more familiar with I don't even know what to call it, but these strange powers.
I am not familiar with this. The eye was in the temple, but it is not of Naboo's providence. It's placed there, but it's not there's no history behind it.
See. Okay. Well.
So it's someone's knocking on the door, I hear?
Sounded like it. And I will suggest that several of the people come around back and that we plan to sneak in.
Yeah, why don't three of you go that way and three go that way and
who wants I'll to knock on the door?
I'll be on Team Sneak.
I think it was
planning to knock
Bertie,
on the
Bertie,
door.
Bertie volunteered.
Yep.
Yeah. I'll go ahead and knock on the door. After they move to the back, of course.
Yeah.
So we're on one side and we're on the other side.
I'll be up near the front.
No.
Sorry, does that mean you're with Bertie or you're with the group going out back?
Probably with Bertie. Make sure that we've got at least one gun up with this group here as well.
Smart.
Oh. Yep, Bertie, you knock on the door. A woman in a maid's costume answers it. She opens. She doesn't open the door all the way. She sort of cracks it open and says, "Yes."
Oh, hi. We're looking for the lady of the house.
She's not here.
Do you know when is she coming back?
I don't.
Psychology roll.
Go ahead.
Normal success.
She is not lying to you, and she is every bit as nervous as she seems to be.
Mm. When did she leave the house? Do you know?
She left this morning.
Okay, so maybe she will be back very soon. We'll wait here outside for her. If you don't mind.
The two of you can give me a spot hidden roll.
Spot success.
And
she's go ahead.
Hard success for me.
Okay. With just a regular success, you see the chief clearly sort of looking beyond you, looking out onto the street, looking around. You can see her with the extreme. You can see she's sort of trying to decide something, and she's like, "No, it's not safe. Come inside. Come inside."
Okay. Thank you.
Opens the door and lets you in, and closes and locks the door behind you. What are the people in the back doing?
B&E.
Yeah.
The door is opened. There's no breaking. Just be entering.
Okay. There's a lot of criminal charges. And I will say, I think the rituals and whatnot were upstairs in the attic, I think is what Roger said.
Yes.
So we will look for the stairs that head up to the attic. Or I will.
Yes.
So that's not a problem. So the people who are brought in...
I thought this was a very good neighborhood. Why is it not safe outside?
Give me a persuade roll.
Actually, I put some points on persuade. Let me check.
Okay.
Okay, whatever.
Let me roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
it is a plan.
Yeah. It is a plan.
She's looking outside, and she's it normally is a very safe neighborhood, but she's hunting.
Who's hunting? Oh, the owner of the house, lady? Is she?
She sort of shudders and says, I guess that's the right word now.
Is she okay?
Bring you into a drawing room. Invite you to sit down on couches.
Is she okay physically? Like, does she look like or it's like full of scratches or whatever?
No. She looks. She doesn't have any signs of injury on her.
Okay.
You say she's hunting, did you say?
Is it
her or the cats?
It's her. Well, what she is now. Let me get you some tea and cookies. I'll be right back.
No, okay. Just stay here. Stay here with us. Stay here with us. I do believe it's better for you. We're going to try to help you.
All right. Meanwhile, team back door, are you going in with Raman's men?
Presumably they're coming in with us.
Yeah. Okay. So there are four of them who are heavily armed coming with you.
Excellent. And I was going to look for the stairs to the attic.
Yeah, the servant stairs should be around back anyway.
Indeed. Indeed. You make your way. You come in the back area, back door. It's into a kitchen. And there's an open door, and you can see stairs leading up from there.
Head on up.
Mm-hmm.
The stairs get up to what the British would call the first floor. The stairs keep going up.
Keep going up.
So you make your way, the stairs open up into a very, into a large open space, clearly the attic. So there's, looks like a, like someone's tried to sort of gussy it up a bit. There's an Egyptian rug over most of the floor. The windows are covered with black cloth, and there's small tapestries on the wall depicting what you assume are some sort of hieroglyphics, probably Egyptian. there's a wooden crate against the far wall, covered with a cloth, and there's, you can see from here, an odd assortment of items. And next to that crate is a 3-foot tall statue that depicts a cat-like form, you know, but it's a human form with like sort of a cat head and a, you know, feline sort of, you know, could proportions to it. You know, it doesn't look human. It looks half human, half cat. It's got a little headdress on it. Yeah.
I'll go look at stuff on the crate, see if the eye is there.
Okay. Anybody else doing anything?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm looking around for the eye, generally. And maybe more specifically, any sort of ritual, you know, an altar, I guess.
Sounds good.
And I just have a gun drawn watching their backs.
Okay.
Because I heard of this dangerous cats and saw Roger afterwards, so.
Sure.
Can we see out into the street from the attic? Are there windows?
You could move the cloth if you wanted to, sure.
Yeah, I will suggest to some of Raman's men that they keep watch through the curtain subtly, perhaps, in case, since she seems to not be here, and perhaps she will come back. We don't want to be surprised by her.
All right. So they will open up the curtains. Hold on a minute. Just need to roll a few dice here.
Didn't want to deprive you of the opportunity to roll some dice.
They look outside. One of them looks very startled by what they see. But the other three are fine.
In an obvious enough way that we would ask him, like, hey, what do you see?
It's absolutely obvious enough way. And they all say, well, it's not the outside of the house. It's someplace else.
I will run to the window and look. That seems exciting.
Okay, well, you give me a sanity roll then.
Okay. 0-6.
That's probably a success then, so nothing?
That is a success. Nothing, okay.
Yeah, so you look outside and it's moonlight outside. But the wow. Moon is large and yellowish-orange. The houses look, before you serve, you saw hovels, like, you know, reminded of you, like, oh, this is probably what like a medieval village would look like. These are oddly contorted. They've got weird proportions to them. And there are gardens around them where the plants are sort of weaving up and around the buildings. There are cats here, but sort of suggested earlier, these cats seem, their size of the cat seems to sort of fluctuate depending on sort of which one you're looking at any one time. You look at this one, it looks small. You look at the one next to it, it's also small. You look back again, that one that was small is now large.
One with her face.
Okay. Yes.
She looks, I don't know, like a typical British. Well, you know what she looks like.
Absolutely. Maud, you're approaching. What are you doing? You're looking around for what?
You said there was a crate with trinkets and things on it.
Yeah.
Objects. I'm looking at the objects. Is the eye there? What's there?
There's a an incense burner. There's a lingering smell of jasmine around here. There's a small copper plate that has some sort of heart in it. Probably not humans, but yeah. You know, it's fairly big. There are ceramic figurines of cats, and on the very edge of this covered crate is a cat depicted in the garb of a pastor or something. And you've spent enough time talking with Roger about it, you're pretty sure this was drawn by Lewis Wayne. Just got his, you know, the anthropomorphization of cats. What's a little bit strange too, though, is as you're here next to this, and the statue that's next to you, the one that's carved out of hardwood, you can hear a purring sound coming from it.
I pet it.
It, as you're petting it, it's clearly wood, but it's warm to the touch, and there's sort of, as your hand is sort of flowing on it, you feel this almost a furry softness that doesn't make sense, given that it's a wooden form. And you notice that there's, you know, the statue has these ivory eyes to it, but they have a little bit of moisture in them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the statue says, "Are you here to offer me sacrifices?" And so everybody who's in the room can give me a sanity roll.
Yay.
Ooh. Ah. No. 85.
0 if you pass, a D4 if you fail.
All 4. And I lost 3 on the way here.
Yeah, it's far enough stretched. It's just rude of me, but no. No sanities or such. "Have you brought me sacrifices? Or are you here to declare your fealty to me?"
"We are looking for the Eye of Lamashtu. Just be honest."
"Have you brought me sacrifices, or are you offering your fealty?"
The winged cats.
What are the other... What are the tranquility, are they tranquil?
Actually, that's a good point. Let me just roll those. they are thrown off. Fortunately, the guy who just lost sanity has not passed this roll. they are thrown off, and they, it's one thing to sort of talk about all these mystical things and whatnot. It's completely different when a statue starts talking to you. So they are so effectively deer in headlights in terms of, and they're definitely looking at you for, okay, what do we do now?
They don't really believe in all this mystical stuff until, I mean, they do, but they're, that's interesting. Wow. Yeah, well, we know who's. I mean, that's all you mod. You're the one it's talking to.
I know. We can do neither.
Then why do I care about you?
Perhaps you do not. I'm continuing to pet it, though.
Continuing to what?
Pet it, like, good kitty, good kitty. Scratch the ears.
I mean, this, right, you, there was a dog that came alive also at Delgado's, right?
Yeah, I'm not thinking about that too close, or I'm going to go batty.
What is that connection? That's so strange.
The dog that came alive at Delgado's. Oh, right, the little tiny one.
A statue, like the same thing, right? I mean,
yeah.
As far as we can tell. And who was that? Was most of these folks were at the dog at Delgado's, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I will. So yeah. Was it similar? is the dog statue at Delgado's, was that similar?
No.
No, the dog statue seemed more like a parlor trick type thing.
Oh.
Like it seemed to be moving around. This is a wooden object that is giving warmth and feels furry, even though it can't be, and is speaking in a deeply unnerving voice.
Perhaps you should put it down.
Oh, it's big. Oh,
it's 3 foot tall. Sorry. She's just sort of petting.
Oh, just leaning
she's
over petting a petting statue.
It. Yeah.
Okay. Perhaps we should go downstairs then. Do we see anything outside yet?
Nope. Looks like more of the same. Why are you here?
We told you. We did. We did tell you. Yes.
We're looking for the eye.
Oh, it is in the possession of the unhallowed priestess.
She's unholy?
No, unhallowed priestess. She who claims to know my heart.
But she doesn't really.
She does not. I will offer a boon to you if you will bring me hers.
Her heart?
Yes.
That seems likely. Very well, we'll do that.
I accept.
That will be our offering, perhaps, to you.
That would be satisfactory.
Wonderful.
And Maud, as your hand sort of keeps, all of a sudden it just feels wooden again.
Okay.
Or for the first time, I guess. Feels like it should feel.
Well, that's a little something, huh?
All right, let's... She's going to come back here
It's her house. Yeah, right. I assume she'll be back.
Let me go down to the drawing room. Miss Burbridge is sitting there. She looks nervous, perhaps because she just doesn't have anything to do, and that's not her way she does things. But what do you think you'll be able to help my mistress? This is a. Birdie and Anthony, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Anthony will just look over. What do you think?
So, my recommendation is to stay here and keep her safe.
But how will you bring her back?
Is she asking that?
She is asking you all that. Yes. How will you bring her back?
Why do we want to bring her back? Shouldn't we just destroy the whole thing upstairs and that would end the spell?
But what if you're wrong? What if she stays in that same form?
What form? Can you explain to us? Has she become a cat? Is it like a big cat or a monster or what is she now?
She is she's like a large cat body. His hands are clawed now. I saw her hunting. Attack humans? One of our neighbors.
Oh.
We have friends who may be able to get her back to her normal form. Does she keep much of her mind? Does she still think as herself? Or is it more bestial?
She knows me. She didn't attack me, but she terrified me, but she didn't attack me.
For how long has this been happening? A couple of days.
It just happened. She came the other day. She was back. She had that that strange jewelry.
Yes, the eye, what they call it. Mm.
Yes, she was kept calling on it, and that's when the neighborhood started to change, and that's when.
What is she now? I mean, what is it? Know. The eye. Sorry.
She has it, I think. Right now.
With her in that form.
Yes, I think so.
We should warn the others. They don't know that she's a monster.
You have others? There's more of you? Is Mr. Schindler with you? We liked Mr. Schindler.
Maybe we come downstairs at this point. I don't know.
Yeah, that's fine.
Really? How? Why?
Who? What's wrong with you?
She's not Stan, that's clearly.
you should stay here until we take care of this. We are going to try to bring him back, but is there anything else you can tell us? That, you know, maybe she was, how she started all these rituals and all of that, and maybe we can find a way to stop it.
Well, I mean, how she started, first of all, she convinced our friend, Thomas Muntford, to steal it from the museum. He brought it to her, and she became fascinated by it. She spent all of her days just sort of focusing on it, and eventually we started noticing cats and things in the area. It was all very and then when Mr. Church stole it, I thought perhaps this is the end of that problem. He took it, and then she still seemed to be able to draw upon it, but it wasn't the same. It didn't have the same hold on her when she wasn't in close proximity to it, but somehow she got it back again, and now it's just all these things are happening. The neighborhood is changing. She's transformed. Yes, you can all be in the drawing room now if you wish.
Excellent. Well, here's our friends that we were talking about.
Well, she's not upstairs.
No, she's out hunting at the moment.
She's transformed into some sort of cat.
Werecat?
Well, we, I guess, knew that she was, at least could become a cat.
Human cat. Not like a full-form cat or anything like that. More like a reincarnation of Bast. Are you familiar with the deity?
Like an avatar.
I guess we just met.
Well, the way she's describing it to me sounds like the Egyptians used to describe it. So interesting and dangerous.
There is the sound of gunfire outside.
Excellent. And a car speeding away.
Yeah. Run away!
I rush to the outside. Door. Yeah.
What's that?
Rush to the door.
Yeah.
Are you opening the door? Are you?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm gonna look at a window in the room. I take it there's windows in the room.
The windows are here. The curtains have all been closed, but yep. you look outside, you see that there is some of the children of Tranquility who came with you have their guns drawn and are shooting at, if you look in the notes, a large creature with a lion-like head, clawed hands. You can see that the fur is matted with blood, and she is in a crouch stalking type motion as she moves towards them. Go ahead and give me your sanity rolls.
Okay.
that's
a good one to fail.
Fail.
All right. It's a D3 if you succeed. A D10 if you fail.
Oh, that's exciting.
Oof. 91 is a fail, so let me roll my D10.
I lost 9 Oof. Points of sanity.
3.
3 also for me in my fail.
2.
9.
All right. So, Anthony, I think at the next session we'll resolve your insanity roll.
Yep. So, also, just to let you know, it's not only for short term, it's also 20% as well.
Oh, that's tough.
What is the loss? I mean, what is the pass? Sorry?
Pass is a D3.
Oh, D3. Okay. Oh. So, more sanity. So good. Just 2 points.
One last detail. Around the neck of this creature, you can't really see it in the photo, around the neck of this creature is a necklace with a opal stone on it.
Excellent.
And I think we will end for today there, because that seems like a cliffhanger-y type thing to do.
Yeah. Well, good luck, everybody. I'll see you in a few weeks.
Yeah, actually, maybe this would be a good opportunity for Dame Agatha to tell us what she is going to do.
Well, except that I passed my sand roll, I was thinking I would go find a knife in the kitchen, because somebody needs to cut that necklace off.
We need to cut out her heart, too.
So that's later. I feel like once we get the necklace off, I think she would be more... but she's really not a fighter. I feel like she's cowering, primarily. I don't know. She's got a watch, though. It's very exciting.
Okay. That's
she has a gun. She was given a gun? What an odd thing to do. Yeah, she'll probably hide somewhere and eventually remember that she has a gun and shoot a few times, not effectively.
Now, so I might get to roll another character for this game.
Why? Oh, well, we'll see how it manifests. But yes, there's certainly a way in which that could be the outcome.